Good afternoon. Two weather features will impact the weather across interior New York and New England for the remainder of the day today and into tonight. One is a large storm off the eastern seaboard south of Long Island and Cape Cod, which has now been named Subtropical Storm Melissa. The storm has taken on subtropical characteristics, although the effects of the system will not change. It has maximum sustained winds of 65 miles per hour, and the outskirts of the storm will buffet the immediate New England coast, and this is the area that will see the best chance of some steadier rain. However, the effects of this storm are limited in interior sections of New England. In fact, cloud cover is now just advancing through central and western New England, and it stays dry in these locations. The rest of New York and northern New England will remain mostly sunny, although a gradual increase in cloud cover from the south and east will happen during the afternoon. It'll stay dry in these locations for the balance of the day. Where we see the thicker cloud cover in the mid and lower Hudson Valley eastbound into central and southern New England, temperatures will hold in the upper 50s and lower 60s with a breeze for daytime highs, while locations that see more sunshine will be in the middle 60s this afternoon. Skies will be mostly clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows back down into the 40s, and this will set us up for a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday morning. The ocean storm will then depart to the east and allow a front to move in from the Great Lakes. With this front, clouds will increase during the day Saturday, and there is the chance of a few showers, particularly in the Mohawk Valley and Adirondacks. A few scattered sprinkles and showers are possible into Saturday evening with this front, but the brunt of the energy and the moisture will pivot to our north and west and into southern Canada. High temperatures on Saturday will be in the mid-60s. Behind this front, skies will be mostly sunny, and it'll be pleasant on Sunday with high pressure building back in, temperatures in the lower to mid-60s, and that high will keep it dry on Monday and Tuesday in the middle to upper 60s. The next front, with more moisture with it, will arrive on Wednesday with a good chance of rain, keeping temperatures in the lower 60s, and then it will turn breezy and cooler with scattered showers behind that front on Thursday back into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an anomalously cold air mass combining with a vigorous upper-level trough will continue to interact with a sharp cold front across the plains to bring an early-season winter storm from the northern and central Rockies into the northern and central plains. Heavy snow is expected to become increasingly focused over North and South Dakota as that low-pressure system rapidly develops along the front and moves quickly northward along and into the upper Midwest. The low is expected to stall or even move back toward the northern plains tomorrow. This will prolong the heavy snow over the northern plains, especially across northeastern North Dakota, where potentially historic snowfall amounts of more than 2 feet is forecast before the snow winds down on Saturday night. Strong and gusty winds will also accompany the snow, resulting in blowing snow and difficult travel conditions. In the cold air mass north and west of the front, widespread record low temperatures are expected through the high plains and across the northern and central Rockies, with actual lows down into the single digits in many locations. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers near 60, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 86, set in 1949, and the record low, 22, in 1943. Sunrise this morning is at 7:03 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:20 p.m., 11 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers today, mainly in New England, with highs in the mid-50s in New England, 60s in New York. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers today, mainly in the Berkshires, with highs near 60. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a few showers today, mainly in the Berkshires, with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a late-day shower into and around central New York with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny, mid-60s Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s on Monday, lower 60s on Tuesday. A good chance of rain Wednesday in the lower 60s. And mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool Thursday, a few scattered showers in the mid-50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.